This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect song to talk about this next topic because I am the problem.
What'd you do?
So the other day I show up at home, right? And there's this little note on my mailbox and it says attempted delivery, but we need an ID in order to deliver the goods. Mm-hmm. And it was for Art. And I'm like, what the heck did Art order?
Yeah.
And so I bring the little sticker and I show it to him and he's like, what would this be? I'm like, I have no idea. So fast forward a couple days where they try to redo the delivery and this giant box shows up. And I'm like, what is it? He's like, I still don't know. Opens it up. It's wine from when we got drunk and joined a wine club.
Yes.
He never canceled the subscription.
You were talking about this on the radio.
Yes.
And you were saying how you got drunk and you subscribed, but you were going to cancel it. You never did it.
Never did. I should have known because it was all under his name. I should have known he was not going to do it. So, yeah. No, never canceled the subscription. So we have a big wine bill we have to pay now. And now I have 6 more bottles of expensive wine.
Well played. Well played. Have you at least had a drink of the wine yet?
No. And I don't know what it is about because it's expensive wine. Like, I feel like I have to have an occasion to drink it. It's not just like,
right.
Oh, let's sit around, open up a bottle of wine and, you know, have dinner. Mm. So no, it's still sitting in the box in my kitchen right now.
I do stuff like this all the time, but that's me. It can be expected. You're very organized and very regimented with that sort of stuff. So this surprises me you did this.
Okay, what was the latest one? A subscription that you forgot to cancel?
A gym membership when I lived in Vegas, but I only just discovered it. It'd been going on for 2 years charging me.
I was going to say, you've been here a while,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, 2 years, because it was on a credit card that I no longer used anymore, and I thought was closed out. It wasn't. I saw the other day I had a $300 bill on there.
Ooh.
I'm horrible at it. I was so mad. Horrible.
Is there a subscription that you forgot to cancel? How bad was the bill? I'll tell you, this wine bill was a couple $100.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Let's see if you can top me. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
Kelly got a bunch of wine unexpectedly delivered to her house. Neither her and her husband knew what it was for.
And normally I would be very excited if wine just shows up at my house. But this only showed up because we forgot to cancel our subscription from when we got drunk wine tasting.
It was your anniversary. You were up north and you were drunk and you subscribed and then forget about it. Happens to the best of us.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday, sorry.
So here we go. Another birthday present, but this had a $200 bill attached to it.
This happens to the best of us, like the 909. My dating app subscription. Didn't get one date, and they are still charging me.
Oh, that's like insult to injury. 951 says, I signed up for some promotion with Uber Eats, never canceled it. When I realized that I was still paying for it, it was well over $100.
Yeah, I did the same thing with a gym membership on a credit card, and it was $300, and I feel sick about it. 909 here, Peacock. I only got it for the NFL games, promised my wife I cancel, mm-hmm. Then forgot to cancel, still haven't broke news to my wife.
How many people have done that? I'm guilty of that too. Doing one of those free trials and then it's not so free because you forget to cancel it.
And you know what the worst thing is? A lot of these places make it hard to cancel.
Oh yeah.
They put it in like the most obscure area and sometimes you have to justify it by writing why you're canceling. It's a nightmare.
They know exactly what they're doing.
They must be making so much money.
Was there a subscription that you forgot to cancel? What was it? And how much did you end up getting charged for it? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Wine party at my house, although there's going to be a cover charge because I have to somehow pay for this expensive wine that showed up at my house because I forgot to cancel my subscription.
Because you were drunk celebrating your birthday with your husband. It happens to the best of us. And I love your idea for a party where you charge people to get reimbursed.
Some of these, though, are really bad. Like 951 says, I forgot to cancel my subscription for Fabletics. I downloaded the Rocket Money app and I found out about it. I had $1,500 in credit that I had been billed for.
I would throw up.
Yeah.
I would go outside and literally be physically ill if I discovered that. The 951 here wasn't a subscription, but had a storage unit I never opened, and I was paying $260 a month for over a year for an empty storage unit.
Oh.
Do that math. 10, 12 times 260, yeah.
909 says, I signed up for a Better Health Therapy about a month ago. Their sessions run about $90 for each one. While I was sick, I got admitted to the hospital during the time I would have gone to my appointment. So they ended up charging me a $15 late fee because I never showed. And then they charged me another month at $90. Luckily, I was able to talk to the company and they refunded me my money.
Good. Good for them doing the right things. I wonder how much these companies are making just from people forgetting to cancel. Like 951, Paramount Plus, after Yellowstone ended, didn't need it anymore. Still haven't canceled because they forgot to cancel.
Well, and that's why they do the free trials. They know they're going to get you.
Yeah, absolutely
just,
they do.
Just like the wine people. They knew they were going to get us. I was never going to remember in the morning to cancel my subscription.